So I have two invitations for you tonight that I want to put before you. And it has been my experience that every invitation comes with a challenge. And so here's the first one. If you remember what the responsorial psalm was, it is good to give thanks to the Lord. It is absolutely a wondrous thing to be able to give thanks to the Lord. And here's my invitation to you. We are moving into Lent, and I invite you to make as one of your Lenten practices the process of once a day stopping, looking inside, and saying, thank you, God, for fill in the blank. It doesn't have to be anything major, and it doesn't have to be anything earth-shaking. But I will offer to you that if you spend the Lenten days once a day stopping, looking inside your heart and your soul and your mind, and then pulling out and saying, thank you, God, for fill in the blank. Your Lenten penances, your Lenten practices, your Lenten experience, the Easter experience will be different. Because you can't spend 40 days thanking the Lord and not be moved by that experience, not be changed by it. And if we move into that space in the desert with Jesus, he is with us. I can't imagine his time in the desert wasn't spent in thanking God for the gifts that he had been given and the gifts that he was going to be given. So I invite you to think about that in the next couple of days. Set it up however you want to set it up. But stop once a day and just thank God. It doesn't have to be huge. It doesn't have to be, thank you, God, I got a job in Zimbabwe because I've always wanted a job in Zimbabwe and now I got it. Sometimes all it has to be is, I know that you're present in my life. And I thank you for that. So that's the first one, and that's the challenge, is that I challenge you to do that through the entire time of Lent. And at the end of it, as you approach the holy season of Easter, stop and look inside and say, how am I different than I was when I started the Lenten period, the Lenten season? Because that's the whole point of getting involved in Lent. You don't want to go through Lent and be the same person you were when you started, do you? I don't. And I know I have lots to work on. So, frankly, that's my plan, is to spend some time each day thanking God for the gifts that I've been given. Here's the second one. I am in my 14th year on campus, and there is a program that comes out of the Catholic Leadership Roundtable in Washington, D.C., called Leadership 360. Some of the priests in the diocese, including Bishop McKnight, have signed up for this program, and we're going to enter into it. The part that I'm sort of inviting and challenging you to be a part of is that we get to invite people to give us feedback, which is anonymous. It's all online. You get a link that, here's the bad part. There's 90 questions. It takes about a half hour. So that day you fill out the questionnaire, you can thank God it doesn't take an hour. Anyhow, so what I would like you to do, if you're interested, because I really want to know how I'm doing. I really want to know what you people are thinking and what you would like to have happen and how I can be a better shepherd. You're part of my family here. And every once in a while when I talk to my kids, I ask them, how are things going? How am I doing? And of course, they always say, you're doing great, Dad, keep it up. They know what side their bread's buttered on. But I want to know from you how that is true, because I want to be a better pastor. I want to be a better shepherd. I want to be a better steward. So I invite you to send your email address and your name, obviously, to my email address. I'll create a list, and somebody else will enter it into the link from the 360 group, and you will be getting an email with the link and the question, the questions to fill out and send in. And once you're done with that, you're done. They'll collate the information. They'll sit down with all of the individuals who have been participating in the program, and then they'll go over it and say, you're a mess. Or they won't. But we're going to sit down and we're going to go over it. And the more information I have, the more people that I have who are willing to talk and share the information they have about how I'm doing, the better off the process will be in terms of my improvements and the changes I can make. So there it is, two invitations. It's Lent. Maybe you can make the questionnaire part of your Lenten penance. I don't know. But I really would like you to do so. My email address obviously is in the bulletin. And all I will do is collect the names and emails, send them to the 360 group, have them link up to you. I won't know who said what about when at all. But hopefully at the end of this process, which kind of sort of coincides a little bit with Easter, if it unfolds the way it's supposed to, I'll be able to maybe stand before you and say, here's the deal. Here's what I've learned. Here's what you shared so that I can do better. So there they are. There's the invitations. We're about to enter Lent. You guys get to decide what Lent you want to experience. Thank you.